Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marty Griffin here, folks. Don't ask my political party. I don't have one. Ask me the truth. I pick a side. I pick the truth. I pick you. Let's make a difference together. Today, man, I thought I was having vision problems when I read this bad boy about 5 a.m. So CDC goes into, health departments go into, county health departments go into, nursing homes all over the country, right? Right. Long-term care facilities. Remember, highest death rate of any facility in America. 2% of the population, more than, in some regions, 60% of the deaths. In most, about 42% of the deaths. Insane numbers of deaths. 150,000 deaths. Okay? High risk. Check this out. Blows me away. CDC looked at more than 11,000 nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities where they had at least one vaccine clinic since December. Okay? Research found that 78% of the residents got at least one shot. Cool, right? 78%. One shot, the COVID vaccine. Only 37% of the staff took the shots. What the hell? 37% of the staff took the shots? Are you kidding me? I had to look for several other references because I thought it was a damn typo. Hey, as we get into this conversation with you folks who think your body, your arm, you know, in most school districts in America, your kid cannot go to school without a flu shot unless you have a religious exemption or some sort of serious allergic reaction. For those saying, my phone blowing up, my body, my arm. Hey, man, take your body and your arm somewhere else other than around my loved one in a long-term care facility. On top of that, a study just released massive staffing shortages at these facilities. So, no staff, and they won't take the vaccine. Wow. Scary stuff. The man who knows this better than anyone I know is attorney Rob Pearson. I snagged him, actually texted him before 6 this morning. Morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Rob, this is, even for an old guy like me and a veteran like you who knows this inside and out, this is a little bit scary, sir, in my world.
It is, Marty. You know, you highlighted something a moment ago when you said this isn't a political conversation you're having. It's searching the truth. Generally speaking, employers can require employees to get vaccinated before they return to work if a failure to get vaccinated constitute a direct threat to other employees or patients or clients. And that's exactly what we have in the nursing home industry right now. The problem is, as you just mentioned, they are so short-staffed, the employer, the nursing home, cannot afford to lose employees. And that's really a double-edged sword. Quite candidly, they're short-staffed because the way the business was run to maximize profits prior to the pandemic, they did not have enough employees. Now with the pandemic, they've lost some employees who either have gotten sick and not returned to work, or have chosen not to come back to work because the conditions in the nursing home are so bad and so many of our elderly are passing away that the shortage increased dramatically, and now the nursing home doesn't know what to do. The employees can be required to get the vaccination, but if they refuse to do so, the nursing home can't fire them because there's no one to replace them.
Wow.
And that's a catch-22 we're in right now.
Wow. I'm blown away by this. So check this out. CDC have long-term surveys suggesting that workers at long-term care facilities are skeptical that the shots work and don't think that the virus spreads easily from them to the people they care for. Rob, where the hell do they come up with this insanity? This is scary.
Look, Marty, society right now has about four or five different views regarding the virus. There are those that don't believe COVID is real. There are those that believe the media coverage is being done for political purposes. There are those that are young that don't think it's that bad, or quite candidly, it's part of natural selection. You know, we're all going to die of something someday.
Wow.
And then there are those that believe the CDC to the T. And while I'm not passing judgment on anyone's personal beliefs, when you work within the medical field, you're exposed to things that others aren't. You know, you and I aren't exposed every day to people with infectious diseases,
right?
Okay? But
right.
If you're in the medical field, you are. And so there's certain requirements you have to have as an employee within the medical field, and vaccination is one of them. They'll get the flu shot, but as you said, staffing, only 37% have gotten the COVID vaccination, and that just doesn't make sense to me.
Rob Pierce. Hey, Rob, you know firsthand, quite frankly, your folks and you are drilling down on significant deaths in these long-term care facilities. Rob, this is not a ticking bomb. The bomb has exploded, sir. This is dangerous, is it not, sir?
It is. You're correct. The bomb's exploded, and unfortunately, we don't know the extent of the casualties.
Mm.
What we do know now is some of the reporting we have on fatalities is not accurate. It appears to be, unfortunately, much worse than has been reported. Secondly, it's continuing. This explosion is continuing. We have people dying every day, and in these facilities, it's not getting better. And so, you know, this is before we had the vaccinations possible, and now we have the variants that are coming. And if you believe the CDC, that in the next, you know, roughly March, so the next, I don't know, 16 weeks or so, it could be worse than before, it's going to impact the elderly that have made it this far. They're going to have a heck of a time continuing onward unless we change what we're doing. And right now, it doesn't appear as a society we're willing to change how we do things.
Hey, Rob, should long-term care employees be ordered to take the COVID-19 vaccine, sir?
That's honestly up to the government to do so. The problem right now with the vaccine, Marty, is it is not even a requirement. It's a recommendation, and the two vaccines that are available right now are being issued on an emergency basis. So it's not even mandated by the CDC, and that's because we don't have enough vaccines like we do with the flu vaccine to get it out to everyone in the public. The early estimates indicate that some point in March or April, they'll have enough vaccine to get out in the public, and at that stage, we might have a mandate. But until then, it's awfully difficult to order employees to do something when the vaccines are only for emergency use.
Hey, Rob, can I fire an employee if they refuse to get this vaccine?
You can. You can fire an employee so long as, you know, as you mentioned before, there isn't a medical reason or a sincerely held religious belief. An employer has to try to come up with accommodations for that employee if they meet those two exceptions. But if it's just a general, I don't want to get a vaccine because I don't believe the vaccine is safe, an employer can fire an employee. The problem with these facilities is they don't have anyone to replace them, and they're stuck in a no-win situation.
And Rob, the big elephant in the room, my brother, is I'm thinking about putting my mom or my dad in one of these, hypothetically, and I'm scared to death, right?
You have every right to be scared, and quite candidly, it's not going to get better for a while.
No. Rob Pierce. Rob Pearson Associates. Thanks, my man.
Starling. Thank you, sir.
Starling stuff. Frightening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.